acquaintance be forgot? It's something, something, something.
Yeah.
The lyrics, dude. Something, you're the one who recommended the song.
It's in Celtic. It's difficult to learn. It's in a whole language.
Dude, we're here. 2021, man.
We made it. We've lasted.
Can we get a gold star after 2020?
Oh, God.
I feel like this is like a gold star type award.
It's a gold star moment.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. We're still struggling. Austin is in stage 5, so we'll see how it goes. We'll see how 2021 starts.
Really? Austin's stage 5?
Yeah.
I keep seeing all
New Orleans like just went down to stage 1, so.
I keep seeing all these memes that's like 2021 just sounds and looks like 2020-1, you know, like
as if
it's just gonna keep going and stuff. People are,
it's very true. People they are quit stuck. Though.
I've been hearing that it's gonna be like 6 months before we like get back to how things were before Corona.
So. Probably, yeah.
No, man, it's the great reset. We're never going back.
Never
coming back.
You know, thanks for joining us. Like in 2021, we got a lot of new things happening and stuff. But we do want to hear from you guys to see, you know, what kind of improvements we could make, what things you think we could do that might help the Thought Arcade be a little bit better. We're open to, you know, criticisms and just leave us a comment wherever we're at, Facebook, YouTube, send us a private message. Do whatever you want to do with that.
Slip into our DMs, say, hey, you know,
hey, baby,
I like
girl.
This topic. Stop talking about that other topic.
Exactly.
Talk more about this, you know?
Yeah.
Just, you know, whatever you like us to do.
We're the Thought Arcade. We're open to think and talk about anything you guys bring to the table. So come on, bring it on. Give us something good. Give us something good to talk
about. All right. So, Chris, let's go, Chris. What you got for us, man?
All right, so I want to see what exactly y'all got for Christmas. I want to hear the story, how you guys, and also what you guys did. How'd you guys spend it? Let's hear it.
Okay. I'll go first.
Yeah, Elijah's probably got a lot of stuff.
So me and Val are in Baton Rouge. My mom came for Christmas. What did we do? She came in Christmas Eve, and we went to go look at Christmas lights. And we don't know the area very well, and Google absolutely failed us.
Oh, jeez.
So we Google, like, Christmas light displays in Baton Rouge and a bunch of different ways to say that, you know. But her hospital runs a big light display that you can, like, walk through, and it had, like, big trees and, like, snowman with red eyes, which was a not pleasing aesthetic.
Yeah.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah, that sounds
very, very terrifying.
That's not Christmas at all.
That's Halloween. Yeah, yeah.
And then they had a bunch of elves throughout like your walkway. Like one of them was like riding a crocodile.
And did one of them holding a knife with like blood dripping down his green shirt too?
That's what I was gonna say. A lot of people were putting up like blow up dragons in their front yard for Christmas
That's
decorations.
Not Christmas.
I know, it was kind of crazy.
It's weird.
They're going to war, dude. Winter
I guess.
Is coming.
They're going to ride or
Winter's
die with
coming.
Daenerys, you know?
Yeah, it's all the Game of Thrones aftermath. So.
And so we went to do that, but we Googled like other big light displays or like just good neighborhoods that have light displays.
Yeah.
And Google absolutely failed us, and they didn't like recommend anything. But like 4 days later, after my mom's already left, Val gets like a notification from Google about best Christmas light displays and like had like a list of like neighborhoods to go see and like other like venues and stuff. And I was like, you couldn't do that Christmas Eve?
Like when it actually mattered, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm tired.
Oh, it was so stupid.
I'm tired of Google.
I know.
Like the Google, like the one that we have in our kitchen. Like every time I ask it something, you know, like the only thing I ask it is to play music, right? So I'm like, hey, can you play whatever radio on Pandora? And she's like, yeah, sure. Here's this on whatever. And if you would please like talk to me sometime, you could ask me this. And I'm really lonely, so later on you could ask me this. And I'm just
oh
like, dude, Just play the music. Super, like,
that's your FBI agent trying to get you to, you know, talk more.
It's like human traits. It's getting like anxiety and depression now all of a sudden.
Yeah, dude.
I have one too, and I basically only use it to play music as well. But on Spotify, I have a playlist that I named Skate for Life, but I spelled it SK8 and then the number 4 and then life, LYFE, like back in the day.
Old school.
And every time I say, hey, Google, play Skate for Life, it's like playing Skate 3 soundtrack, and I lose it every time, so I had to like properly like change the name to spell it correctly.
Please,
and then, even then it still gets it wrong.
Yeah,
Google's stupid. If technology is great, the company's dumb.
Yeah.
And so for Christmas, though, we had a very nice Christmas. It was sponsored by Bezos Claus, or Jeff Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was an Amazon package. And what we do is we just wrap the Amazon package. And then for Christmas, we just open them up. And I got some really good books. I got some workout stuff. And then I got Val this little sunflower necklace. She loves sunflowers. That's like her aesthetic. It's sunflowers. So I got her a nice little sunflower necklace, which shout out to Etsy and I guess Amazon as well. But like Etsy, like if you need like some like nice jewelry or whatever, go to Etsy. Go to like some random lady that crafts on the side and you'll find some really good stuff there.
And it's all like customized stuff too. Like you can get it all.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Like, and it was there. Like I ordered it like on the 12th, and it was there on the 15th.
Yeah.
You know,
definitely. And a lot of those people on like Etsy are like smaller like creators or like smaller like business
exactly.
owners.
They're like a one man team or something like that.
So definitely, I love Etsy. They have a bunch of cool little like Kingdom Hearts keychains and like sets and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I ordered a set and it was nice. Well detailed, and it wasn't even like a huge company that did it. Was just like a like you said, like a one man team, and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, it was really nice, and we made an Oreo cookie house.
Ooh, so actually,
instead of the traditional gingerbread, and it smells better than gingerbread because chocolate smells better than ginger.
Did you eat it?
Very true.
Val was brave, and she ate like the little candies it came with as like little samples.
Oh, okay.
It came with like these fake dots.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. They all come with the same off-brand like dots or whatever.
Super stale, dude. Like
it was so stale.
Oh no.
And dude, it came with like these like super miniature like beads, like jawbreaker things.
Mm-hmm.
And
she ate one of those and just looked at me, and I'm pretty sure she threw up a little bit in her mouth.
Oh man. And that's like her favorite, right?
I took a bite of one of those, and I'm pretty sure like my mouth is like my tooth back here is still chipped.
It's probably chipped. Yeah.
I don't know why Ed and Eddie made jawbreakers look so appetizing. Like those things hurt, dude.
They
like,
suck, dude. They're
they
not
actually
that great.
Suck. There's not a lot of payoff.
There's
for
so
those
much
things.
Effort into a jawbreaker. It defeats its purpose.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, dude, I thought that they were that big from like Ed and Eddie.
Yeah.
Every time someone gave me like a small jawbreaker, I was like, what? What is this BS?
And it like,
this is a real thing.
What is this disappointment?
It kind of scared me too, because it made me think that the gumballs were actual jawbreakers too, because those are big.
Oh,
and I was
oh
no, I don't want to like crack my teeth on these things, but no, they're just actually. I don't know. I don't know how they did
that. Matt was brave enough. She tried all that stuff, and she did not like anything. My mom came, so we got her some stuff, and then a really cool thing my mom does with stockings is like she always put little puzzles, like little mind puzzles and stuff.
Love those.
And so she, it was my turn to be Santa Claus, and I went and got some of that stuff, and I got my mom a little bitty, you know, like those, like Sonic has those little like boards that you put a lot of letters on, like a little, I don't know what they're called,
Ouija
like
board?
Message boards or whatever.
I'm just kidding.
What'd you call me?
I said Ouija board.
A Luigi.
No, 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 no.
A Luigi board.
No, it's like those like they advertise at the 4 for $4. And they're like underneath their billboard or whatever.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
It's got the words. It's got the letters on them and stuff. They change out the letters.
Hmm.
Like at like the fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
Like the actual signs that they put the thing. Oh.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know what the technical term is, but the signs.
Yeah,
I got like a little miniature one that lights up for my mom.
Like the free Shavakadu, like the free Shavakadu sign.
Yeah,
okay. Free Shavakadu.
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about then.
The constantly misspelled stuff and like poor punctuation.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, now I get it. I guess.
Free Shavakadu. Shout out to that lady.
Shout out, dude.
Yeah. So I got her like one of those, and I got her a little like mind puzzle things, like little wood puzzles to like you have to rearrange or something like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I got her those, and we got Odin a little stocking.
No.
It's got a little wolf on there, a little bone, and I filled it up with all his treats. And it was just really cute.
Did he get it out like good? Did he like? Is he able to get it?
Yeah.
Out? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we filled it up with a bunch of milk bone stuff, and then he got one of them out, and then we got him these like little stuffed fish toys, where all it has is a squeaker, and then it's crinkle paper or something like that.
Yeah.
So we got that for him, and he enjoyed it so far.
Nice. So.
But yeah, then I took my mom to our places of work. So we went by Val's Hospital, and then we went to the USS Kidd, and we did a tour and stuff like that. And what else did we do? We pretty much just hang out, play some games, play some reindeer games, and watched Nightmare Before Christmas.
Hell yeah! Shout out!
No. You just did the thing.
The Grinch. The Grinch. How the Grinch stole Christmas. Okay. The Jim Carrey Grinch.
Oh, that's so good. So good.
Yeah. So, but all around, it was very good. I enjoyed. We zoomed with my dad and brother and you know, some of the other family and stuff like that. So it was nice.
Cool.
Dude, that sounds awesome. Daniel, what about you? I know you. I think you had like a busy, busy Christmas.
Yeah, man. I'm still actually recovering from all the driving and stuff. Yeah, we also had a lot of struggle trying to find Christmas lights in Austin, at least.
Which is weird. You think Austin would have some really good, at least neighborhoods for display.
Yeah, there was,
you know?
I think it's because a lot of like the neighborhoods that usually do like lights and display and stuff like that are the neighborhoods that a large majority of them are like, hey, you know, due to this COVID, let's kind of just not do it this year so everybody stays safe.
Yeah.
So people aren't like out and about in their neighborhood. I'm pretty sure that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, that's kind of weird that at least like maybe one or two neighborhoods weren't up.
Yeah, we were thinking like that since people were home, they would like there would be more lights up, you know, like that's like one of the activities you can do is take your family in the car and you don't have to get out or anything and just drive by. And it was
you can drive by and people would do like drive by graduations and all that.
No, they were doing
crap.
All the drive by happy birthdays and drive by this and that.
Like our neighbor in Austin, like their son or daughter or whoever like graduated high school or whatever and they had a drive by. Oh no, it was their birthday. It was their birthday, right?
Yeah. But I've seen like graduations too. Like congrats,
they're like it was like a big parade of like 20 vehicles all honking for like an hour and I wanted to kill them. But I was also like, congratulations, you completed high school.
It was just weird. It was like there was only like a couple times where I was like, okay, do we turn left or do we turn right? Because either way, there are lights. Like we can see a bunch of lights, you know. But then I was just kind of driving around. And I was just like, okay, I guess I'll turn left. And it's like, oh, there's one house. All right. Oh, there's a nice house over there. The only like cool spot that we saw lights was when we visited Tabby and Mark in San Antonio, and they took us to this place and we saw some lights, dude. And I was like,
heard
shook. And I don't know. I don't know why I guess just nobody did lights up, but then they had those blow up like dragons and like a blow up poppy from Trolls.
Blow up Yoda. Baby Yoda with a candy cane.
Yes, but Baby Yoda's.
That's adorable. That is actually.
It was adorable. Amazing. Yeah, my dad loved that.
Oh, what was the other one? Like a blow up. Oh man, I just had it.
They just have weird stuff.
Yeah, or unicorns and stuff. You know, like
Walmart was selling. No, Walmart. Target was selling like the reindeer. Excuse me, like the reindeer.
Mm-hmm.
They were selling stuff like that, but it was like an otter and then like a beaver.
Yeah.
And like all these random cute animals. And I'm like, none of them have anything to do with Christmas, but they're wearing a little Christmas hat. So
Y'all never heard of the story, the Christmas beaver that goes around on Christmas Eve delivering cookies?
Yeah.
To all the good little boys and girls? Yeah. Y'all never heard of the Christmas beaver? Come on, guys. Get cultured.
So I we went to Corpus, spent it with Emily's. Oh, Archie. Calm down, Archie. So we went to Emily's dad's house, watched a bunch of cool movies and stuff. We got these weird, I don't know what they're called. They're like little instruments, and they have like a little face on the bottom, and they're shaped like a note, like a musical note. It's like a little Japanese like thing.
Like a flute or something?
It's like there's a fret board here, and then there's a face on the bottom. It looks like an axolotl face, and then you like squeeze it. I don't know. It's really weird. So it just makes these high pitched noises. And so there were four of them in one room. So use your imagination on how that sounded.
No, thanks.
Yeah. So we went to, let me see. Yeah, we had Christmas there. That was really cool. Or Christmas Eve there. And then we went to go see my family. And that was cool. We had barbecue.
Nice.
My sister Krista's fiance, Alex, made like really great brisket. I know I spent a lot of time on it, dude. Oh,
tell
man.
We're coming through the next time.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Yeah. Like this thing.
Be enough for...
Oh, dude.
I can eat for like three people. Just let them know.
Yeah.
Made ribeyes for the family. I made ribeyes and then I made myself a New York strip and it was so good.
See, I'm like down with the non-traditional like dinner or lunch, you know, like not the turkey and the ham stuff. I'm down with like the brisket, like the you know steaks and stuff like that, like sausages and we had a whole barbecue.
As long as you
make
it well, it doesn't need to be like a traditional thing. Like brisket, as long as you put the time and care into that brisket, I don't care if it's not a traditional.
That's just like a Texas Southern thing. It's a holiday. Let's go smoke a brisket.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I know he's been like learning how to, and he's had a few opportunities to try it out. So he smoked a few. Like you know, it takes hours and hours. So that was dope. And they got me some stuff. My family got me some stuff. Like I have a cool T-shirt that says Funkle on it. Like Fun Uncle. It's so dope, dude. And it says like a dad but cooler or something like that. Like it's nice. Awesome.
Nice.
Got some.
Yeah, yeah. It was like it was cool. We got like a couple ornaments. And they got like a cool like a really soft blanket. And it was cool. Like we hadn't seen them. Like I don't even know when the last time we saw them. So it was really cool.
It's been a while.
I don't think we even saw them this year or something. Maybe it was like early this year, but after that, we went to Emily's mom's house. And Rocky had set up like a TV in the backyard, so we were out in the open air and stuff, and all sitting down and watching The Croods 2. Which was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty cool.
Oh, and let's not even forget to mention the weather on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day was beautiful.
It was actually really nice.
So
to
have
Christmas Eve for us was like cold. It was really cold. It was really rainy is what it was. And you like going through the walkthrough through the lights and stuff. It's on a field. And I was wearing my good Charlie Brown Christmas Vans and... I was so careful. I was like stepping on like the nice patches of grass.
You might as well have just been wearing white shoes,
dude.
Yo, have you seen that meme where like he's wearing those Jordans and he has a paper towels? He puts a paper towel down and he steps and he puts a paper towel down and he steps. That's how you gotta handle that, dude.
Gotta carry paper towels with you every time you wear the Charlie Brown shoes.
Exactly.
No, it was so nice, dude. Like being out there, just watching movies, just chilling, catching up because we hadn't seen them since like I think like March, like early March. It was really nice. Saw my dad after that. I got a bunch of cool stuff. So there's like a Batman mug right there, like a big Batman mug. Like it's
cool.
Huge. It looks small in comparison, but it's huge.
It looks like a pint glass.
Yeah, it is.
It actually does look like a pint glass.
It is. It's
that's awesome.
It looks bigger than a pint glass, honestly. I think it can hold more. So that's gonna be my little go-to up here in the arcade. But yeah, man, it was dope. One thing that they had that Rocky brought out, dude. And Chris, I don't know if you even know these exist, but I was tripping, dude. They have marshmallows that are stuffed with chocolate.
Oh, what? Yeah.
For s'mores, yeah. Bro.
I've seen that.
Yeah. That they're stuff awesome. Is crazy.
Stuffed with marshmallows?
Yeah.
What a day to be alive.
Dude, like, you don't even need to, like, that's all you have
to do.
You don't
need the Hershey's chocolate.
You don't even need, dude, it was like milk chocolate. Like, it was like, yeah. It was
a good silky smooth chocolate.
Milky smooth.
I've tried one, but I have not made one with like the gram, like as a s'more, as like a to replace the chocolate yet. I want to try it because they're so good.
And dude, you like bite into that, and it's like toasty on the outside, and then like just creamy deliciousness on the inside.
That's what I'm saying. You get that nice burnt edge around the marshmallow. Yeah. Put it in the graham cracker. You take that first bite, and it's probably a lot less messy. Probably not. Probably just as messy, but
yeah,
it still sounds really good.
Dude, it was. I was shook, dude. I was like, dude, I gotta show this to Chris. But of course, you knew what it was, bro. It's more of your thing, bro.
Hey, I know the underground sweets out there in the world. So yeah, I think I'm good.
The underground s'mores market. It's all Chris.
Yeah, dude. I'm good. I got it. But
yeah, it was cool, man. I saw a lot of family. I decided that Iron Man 3 is a Christmas movie, and. That, you know, we had a good time. What about you, Chris? What did you do?
So real quick before I tell y'all what I did, Die Hard, I actually think is a Christmas movie.
No, not
only because way. The argument is he's trying to get to his wife for Christmas.
Yeah.
Based off that alone, I do think so. Everything else around the movie is not Christmas related at all. It just happens to snow.
And it like they have like little one-liners that relate to Christmas and all that.
Yeah,
I've actually heard argument that it's a Hanukkah movie.
Oh my god!
And it's pretty compelling. You should look it up.
Oh my god! Plot twist. It's actually a great Valentine's Day movie as well.
Yeah,
it is a rom-com. You know, if you really think about it,
like, and I think the villain is German and everything too.
Yeah,
that's right.
I don't know.
So on Christmas Eve, me and my brother spent it here in College Station. I actually went to dinner with my sparring partner because I'm actually leaving College Station in the middle of January to go back to Austin finally, but. But I had to leave the gym that I've been training at. And so I told my sparring partner and he was a little upset, but we went out to dinner that night, you know, kind of just talked, hung out a little bit.
Yeah.
Then came back here. Me and my little brother just kind of watched movies, played games. And we played a lot of Call of Duty.
Yeah. Me and Chris played like the next day on the 20th.
It was a whole day. It was that day that we played pretty much all day.
Yeah, but it was from like noon to like almost like midnight.
Yeah. But then on Christmas morning we ended up driving back to Austin, spent it with family. We stopped at my older brother's place first, and we spent it with my older brother, my sister-in-law, and my nephew, and gave my nephew his presents, kind of hung out with my brother for a while. He has this big husky, and Andrew has this little teeny tiny dachshund, and she was bullying this husky, dude.
Oh, dude.
Of course, she was bullying this husky, dude. It was nuts.
That's just
Archie was like, I want none of this.
Cooper tried to, like, literally met a Great Dane for the first time yesterday, and he tried to, like, bully that guy a little bit. I was like, really, dude? Like, you're going to try to...
Dude, I didn't realize like the small dog complex thing actually was a real thing until I realized this cookie tried to take down this just behemoth of a dog, and there's such a size comparison. But yeah, spent it with my nephew. He got a ton of Pokemon stuffed animals that he really loved because he really loves Pokemon right now. Every time I'm with them, we're always talking about Pokemon. And I also love spending time with my nephew, dude. It's crazy. He's just such a funny kid. He's a smart kid. He's great with talking to people. I just love him. Then we went home, saw my mom, saw my dad, saw my brother, and kind of hung out there. We watched a few movies, ate some tamales. That's like a traditional thing that we do is just eat tamales. Yeah, of course. We had Costa Rican tamales, and then we had your Mexican tamales, and they were both great.
What's the difference between a Costa Rican tamale and a Mexican tamale?
I have no idea. My dad, they all tasted the same. They all tasted
good. Costa Rican made these, and a Mexican, made these.
I didn't want to say that because I knew Elijah was going to say something. But yeah, they tasted great, though.
Are they stuffed with different things?
These had different kind of veggies in them than like a standard tamale. But yeah, my dad had met this like Costa Rican group on Facebook, and they were selling tamales. Some guy owns his own restaurant in the group, and he was selling tamales. My dad got some and brought them, and they were good. They were even like they were super authentic, wrapped in like banana leaves.
Yeah,
they were incredible.
Heard
nice.
Did that. Watched the movie. We watched Wonder Woman 1984. So I'm not behind on this movie. I've watched it on time, guys.
Yeah.
That we'll talk about on another day. But watch that.
Yeah,
movie.
We'll break down that movie.
And then kind of just hung out and play games. So funny thing is, I ordered a bed frame back in June of last year, thinking that Corona was gonna be over soon, and I would be back in Austin, putting it together the very next week. But no, that's not how it happened. So it's been sitting in my room for several months, and I just put it together on Christmas. Bought a bed and everything for it, kind of redecorated and everything. And then I think the Saturday after Christmas is when, or no, Sunday after Christmas is when we came back, and we just came back clean and did a few things. I didn't really get much for Christmas because I didn't ask for much. Y'all know me. I don't really ask for anything.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the incredible people in my life still got me stuff because Daniel set me up with these nice headphones. As you can see, I am using them because these are the only things that I use now. And also, my brother got me this dope hoodie of a fighter, of my favorite fighter, The Last Stylebender. And I've been wearing that nonstop for a week straight. and also my other green hoodie was disgusting, so we're getting rid of that. But
nice.
But yeah, it was a pretty nice, pretty calm Christmas. I don't usually do big things, but I loved it. It was probably one of my favorite Christmas because I finally put my bed frame together.
Nice. At least you have somewhere to sleep now when you get home.
So. Right. Everyone had a good Christmas. Everyone had a good New Year, sounds like. COVID tried to stop us, but it didn't.
Mm-mm.
And so now that we can all do, like, the retrospective stuff, like, what did we come out of 2020 with?
So,
like, what moral, philosophical thing happened to us for 2020?
I've been thinking about this a lot, guys.
Uh-huh.
And I learned that we don't have to get toilet paper for a disease that doesn't make you poop.
I definitely went a different train of thought with this. I didn't realize you were going there, but I do agree though.
The virus doesn't make you poop, so don't. If the virus doesn't make you poop, don't buy toilet paper.
Also, courtesy and common courtesy goes a long way in such a trying time. I personally learned that I am a lot more determined and resilient than I thought. With the whole COVID thing, we've been quarantined basically for 8-9 months now, almost going on a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That you have a lot of time to kind of just think about yourself and think about what you want to do and how you want to go about life. So it's been kind of nice just dwelling in those thoughts and emotions.
Yeah.
And trying to figure yourself out. So. And for me, again, it's I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was, both physically and mentally. So I with 2020 and all the disappointment and sadness it brought, I'm very happy with what I've learned in 2020.
Yeah. I don't know what I exactly learned from 2020. I learned that being a trophy husband may not be my dream job as much as I want it to be.
You didn't like playing Call of Duty with me for hours?
I mean, doing that, you know, taking care of Odin, you know, like I enjoyed it, but there's definitely a lack of like true fulfillment, you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
That like the hobbies and reading and killing communists with Chris and,
yes,
you know, like really couldn't sustain or fulfill. And so, you know, there definitely is like a need for like work and stuff like that in life. So that's like, I guess what I, about my big takeaway.
That's deep, dude. That's so deep.
Yeah. You know, I try to be deep, you know?
Yeah.
I try to dig that well, you know? Yeah. Because we don't know where the water is going to be.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Whoa. That's deep, bro. Yeah, I don't.
Philosophical.
I'm like, I was so ready. Like this last week, I was just getting ready for like starting fresh kind of thing. Cause like me and Emily were talking and we were like, I guess there's been so many things like out of our hands pretty much. Like in regards to this year and stuff and like a lot of stuff out of our control. And I was like, you know what? Like if this continues, I'm going to like, I guess I'm not going to use it as an excuse, you know, like just, you know, it's like, it is what it is. If it's out of our control, it's out of our control, but I want to take,
it is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is.
Like, I want to take control of as much crap as I want, like as I can now, you know, like I want to take back control of what my life is and what my life could be and where we can go and do and stuff. So
to go off of what you're saying though, is that's what I hope everybody understands, is that you set like your own ceiling for how far you can go or how high you can go. And I would like for everybody, and this includes myself, is to see that they can go as far and as high as they can go with their own choices, but also be understanding in the fact that the things you don't control, you know, sometimes they might not go for you, but don't dwell on them and don't sit on them and don't let them define who you are. Like, again, everybody always says new year, new me, but like truly make it new year, new me. Like, truly turn this year into just you being a new person, you being a new you, you being a better version of you, sort of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I really like that you said that, Daniel. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just tired of stuff getting in the way, you know, like it's happening, like it's gonna happen regardless, but like I guess there's an amount of like there's an amount of stuff that can get in our way, but there's also stuff that we can make work for us anyways. Like that's what we're gonna try to do. So but yeah, and also like the chin diaper gang, you know, like I learned that this is a thing. Like wearing your mask.
Wearing
right
your
here.
Mask like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but like a chin diaper.
Oh my gosh. There's so many people that like, because we require the mask in a museum and on the ship.
Yeah.
There's so many people that just go like right here.
Yeah. That's not.
Or they'll even do the reverse and they'll just do their nose.
Yeah.
And they'll just go like this.
Oh, dude, that's like
even worse.
I saw a perfect meme for that was a picture of a mermaid man from SpongeBob, dude.
Yeah.
He has a starfish like right here.
And I have a question for like the NFL coaches and football coaches and all that stuff. Yeah. Like y'all are, they're smart guys. Sometimes they probably all have CTE or something like that.
Smart.
Like it's not that hard to wear a mask. Like I understand if you're talking a lot and like you're yelling or something like that, like your mask will obstruct, you know.
Mm.
But I mean, just wear the little chin diaper one, and
there's some
fine.
I think there's like some.
Like John Gruden was straight up wearing like a thong or something. Like I don't know what it was. I don't know how that was regulation, like at all. Like that didn't cover anything.
There's some like psychological like thing in your brain that says like this mask is disrupting me from yelling, so I have to pull it down so I can properly
exactly.
yell.
It's like no.
No, they get fined though. They're like beginning of the season, NFL coaches started getting fined. John Gruden was the first one to get fined.
And he got fined from that weird thong thing that he wore. And you know, I keep seeing that happening, especially with like that now, like watching basketball, which I think is so stupid. Like the way they have like their benches set up, they're like staggered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, awkward. And I'm just like, you're not 6 feet from anybody or anything like that.
Yeah, it looks like they got in trouble in class for talking too much. That's what it
exactly. They're like separated from their best friend or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
They have to sit alphabetically now, you know?
Right.
They got their card flipped and they got to sit in the corner.
I'm like, I gave my first tour of the ship yesterday, and it was about a 2-hour tour, and I did that all with the mask on, like. And that's climbing up and down a bunch of ladders and bulkheads and stuff. Like, you can yell at your player with your mascot. Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to get fined and lose your money, you know?
That's the rough part for me. I would, like, we would go to the domain just to like get the fresh air, like get out, but like not go anywhere, you know. Let's just be outside, exactly. And just enjoy the walk. And I'd be getting weird, like wearing my mask and stuff. And I think it's because I was just wearing a mask, like breathing my own air and stuff. I would be getting like tired, and I would just be getting like real. I don't know.
There is like a drowsy. Yeah. There's like a slight psychological issue with it, because I'm like, I climb up the ladder like to get onto the O1 level of the ship or something, and I'm like, whew.
Yeah.
All right.
You realize you're breathing a lot harder than you are.
Yeah, I'm desperately trying to save face and like look good, and like I swear I'm fit. I swear I'm okay athletically. And I'm like dying.
Yeah, I get like cranky, dude. I get cranky, and I'm like not talking to Emily, cranky. And she's like talking to me, and I'm just like there. I'm just like dying and inside. And I take my mask off and I like breathe for a little bit. And I'm like, all right, I'm back. I'm good.
Dude, I freaked myself out once at like the gym. I had my mask on. I had my headphones in too, and I was breathing, and like you could hear you can kind of feel it and hear it in the mask, but I thought someone was breathing behind me.
Oh.
I didn't realize it was like my own breathing. So I like turned around, no one's like anywhere near me. And I realized it was like I took my mask off for a second just so I can like breathe real air.
Are you sure about that?
That's around.
Are you
sound,
sure there
dude.
Was no one behind you?
I don't know, dude. I can't 100% guarantee.
He's playing too much Call of Duty, like trying to hear like, people around him.
Yeah, but it was crazy.
So we're getting to some of these like New Year, New Me goals that we're maybe thinking about setting for ourselves.
Yeah.
But still, we want you guys to we want our audience to get with us. Tell us what we can do better or what we could do in a new sense in this coming year. And, you know, also like, follow, share, subscribe and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and then like share like what your new year goals or whatever are. Like, you know, share with that, and we'll, you know, we'll do what we can to help you along the way.
For sure.
It's murdering somebody.
I need new goals.
We'll have to pay, you know.
Yeah, don't kill anybody. The new goals I have this year are pretty much the same as I had last year, though.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda. Not that like I didn't achieve anything this year. It's like, obviously we've had like some, you know, roadblocks and stuff, but I think I just still want to read and then like work out and then like maybe like try to relearn Spanish, stuff like that, you know. Like,
there we go.
Just get back into the game, like mentally, I guess.
You gotta exercise your brain as well as your body.
Exactly. I'm trying to get swole like Chris, you know? That's all I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
I'm not that swole. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Elijah? What are some of your goals?
So I was thinking about this since, like, November-ish. Because I'm coming up. I'm going to be 30 this year. And
dun, dun, dun.
Hey, big 3-0, dude.
I know. And I'm the first one of our group that's going to be 30, so I feel really old.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm moving on to the next box that you check, you know, like you're at like
you're dentist.
You got to like check that. Your age box. I'm moving into the 30 plus box.
No.
And it hurts.
In some places, that's the last box.
Oh, jeez.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, 30 like plus. I'm like, I'm getting there. And so in November, I had like a mild panic attack for like a week about, turning 30 and stuff like that. And I decided to not really do a New Year's like resolution type thing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait until I turn 30. And I got a whole bunch of like keto cookbooks and like guides and like all this helpful information for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So like putting together like an actual plan to just get better and, you know, better fit, better well-rounded, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to put all this pressure on myself like in January, like as the new year happens. Like I'm gonna make the plan and like
prepare a little bit.
Like exactly prepare a little bit, and then when I turn 30, I'm pretty sure I'll be a lot more motivated to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, just get in better shape, get to back to where I used to be. And I did complete my New Year's resolutions last year. I read 4 books, and they were really great books. And so I'm going to continue that one, you know, read at least 4 books mm-hmm. in the year. And I don't know, like I was thinking about it too, about how I have a lot of like, what's a good SAT word for like resentment?
Resentment.
Self-pity, maybe?
Not pity.
Resentment's a good word, though.
Yeah, I was about to say resentment is the SAT word.
Resentment is the SAT word.
Resentment.
So it's like a lot of resentment for like some of like how my life has turned out. And it's not bad. I love my life. It's great. I found the love of my life. Oh, no.
I got you though.
I have some very good friends. I have the best friends on the planet, you know, and you know, some people can't even say that. Yeah.
But you said that's the thing though. You set a false expectation. You set an expectation of like, oh, you graduate college and then you get a job and you do this and you do that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't allow any, you know, like mentally, you don't allow any room for something else to happen.
Exactly.
It's for because me, the like the societal pressure of like having that expectation.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't leave you any flexibility within your own life to like kind of figure out, because there's a good 10 years after you graduate that like you don't even know what the hell you're doing.
Right. Exactly. Like a societal pressure, it was like a me pressure, my self pressure.
Yeah.
Of like my life was supposed to be really different, and mm-hmm. if how I planned it since I was like, you know, like 13 or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not like I'm not in the military. I plan on being that, you know, my whole life. And I carried a lot of resentment for that action, like not being mm-hmm. able to do that. And I know that it started eating myself inside and like just being really angry about everything. Like, I'm not supposed to be here type thing. And I guess like it started creeping in the past like 3 years or so, especially my last 2 years at my former job at IBC Bank, where like I hated it. I loved the people I worked with. I didn't like what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And
because you feel like, you failed, like because you didn't follow this linear plan
exactly
that you set for yourself.
I'm not doing what I wanted and planned on doing
exactly,
and so I'm not there, and I'm never going to be there.
Yeah,
you know, and I think that's like it kind of helped, like that poison sort of grew with like social media. Mm-hmm. You know, I got way more involved in Facebook and stuff like that, and trying to reconnect with people, and it didn't work. It completely backfired, and I should have seen that coming. Mm. And so, like, this resentment has been building and building and building and building, and it's led to I'm not like depression or anything, but like a really mild form of it, of like just I don't care. Or like just a really negative attitude and outlook. Like I'm already a pessimistic person. Mm-hmm. This was like ultra pessimism on everything, you know, and that included, you know, friendships with people, you know, having a falling out with people, or not being involved in hobbies or interests anymore.
Yeah, man.
And so this year, like as I turned 30, like I'm officially too old. I think I'm now too old for the draft now. Mm-hmm. Which I wouldn't be selected anyways. So it's working on getting myself into a right headspace and trying to let go of that resentment, which I don't think I ever really will get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll always be a compartment in my brain. Mm-hmm. But I can make that compartment a lot smaller.
Yeah, definitely.
So this way I can, you know, start like re-enjoying like I have a really good job now, you know. Mm-hmm. I have a really good space. I'm in a really good position with Val.
Yeah.
You know, like we're fine, and so I can go and pursue this job, and it's not, you know, it's a part-time thing. It's nothing big. Mm-hmm. But I can treat it like it is, you know, because I'm in that position. So that's, you know, I just need to get right, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, my vibes, good thoughts or whatever.
Your feels.
Yeah, my feels, yeah. All that stuff. Yeah. And
totally been there, man. Like, yeah, totally been there. Me and Emily go through that all the time, because Emily's kind of like, she's done that to herself too, you know, like mm-hmm. all the school and thinking that, okay, that just leads to this and that just leads to that. And it's a false linear timeline that you create for yourself. And just because you don't follow that timeline doesn't mean you failed. It just means that you should.
You're just going down a different path. Yeah. You know, it's like KOTOR. You know,
But to you, you're critical of yourself, then it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, you failed. You didn't do what you were supposed to do, you know? Like, nothing's, yeah. You know, and oh, man, no, I totally feel you on that. And you're right.
You're just getting, like, hypercritical about, like, little things, and, like, it's not a good place to be. It's like turning into a poison.
Yeah.
You know? And I have to work on that mentality of, like, it's okay. Like, yeah, you didn't end up where you wanted to be, but you're doing something else, yeah. You know, and that headspace, you know, like it needs to get smaller. But like I said, like I don't think I'll ever really get over it, but I can at least make strides to try.
You're right, though.
You know, like, that's something I've never done.
You're right.
Just try to get over it.
The solution is to just make that compartment smaller and make all of the other things you enjoy and like the plate, you know, like your space right now, your relationship with Val, and just grow that, you know, like have that overshadow something small in mm-hmm. the back of your head now, you know, like that's the way to do it. You're exactly right, bro.
And then another thing that I really do want to try to do now more is because I'm only doing part time. Coming out of a lighter situation. Try to volunteer more.
Dope.
Okay.
I haven't done like any volunteering or any like work like that since like high school.
Yeah.
And now it's really because we had to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna like start volunteering more with like there's like the Greater Baton Rouge Food Bank, stuff like that.
Mm, nice.
You know, like I'm only gonna work like 2-3 days a week anyway, so I can go and volunteer one of those days, you know.
Yeah.
You meet a lot of people doing that.
So just using my time a little bit better, you know, try to give back to the community, stuff like that.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
That is freaking cool, man.
Yeah.
All right, so for me, it's...
I know, dude.
That was super deep, dude. I'm here for it. I'm here for all the personal growth I see in my friends, so...
Yeah.
I'm here. You have my full support and anything you need from me, Elijah and Daniel. I'm here for y'all.
Yeah.
But my goals last year, I wanted to get my associate's degree. Mm-hmm. I did it.
You did.
GG. I was very excited about that. So I was feeling myself. And this year, also last year, I wanted to just keep the whole theme of trying new things. And I did that, you know, I tried sushi for the first time, fell in love with it. I tried kickboxing and Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which I never thought, I'm not a fighter at all. Never thought I would try it in my life. I tried it and I love it.
Yeah.
So this year, it's going to be a little bit different, but I want to try to get my blue belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Ayo. It's a year in the white belt that I have to stay at, but, so it probably won't happen until like January of next year.
Yeah.
But still, that's a New Year's resolution.
You just get a red belt and a purple belt and tie them together, right? Could you do that?
I don't think that's how it works. I asked. That's
how it works. Okay. No. Okay.
But I want to try to get my blue belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I also want to start sparring a lot more for kickboxing. Not only physically has this helped me out, but mentally it's created a lot of discipline within myself.
Yeah.
it has made me mentally stronger, just because now, rather than thinking of this being an end-all be-all situation when I'm fighting, it's a learning experience, you know. Every time I spar, it's a learning experience. Every time I roll, it's a learning experience. So I don't know, there's this kind of thing with fighting, or it's like this primal thing with fighting.
It's like a mental aspect. I remember I had a tennis coach. Well, my brother had a tennis coach a long time ago, and he said in any athletic competition or anything that you're doing on a physical level, it's 90% mental.
Yeah.
Mm. It's 10% like you can throw the punch. It's 90% of how you're going to throw the punch.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like in tennis, you know, you're only playing to the one score, but how do you get there? Like your feet are going to take care of itself, you know?
Yeah. So. And the thing is like, I've heard that before because I played soccer all my life. And
yeah,
I think when I played soccer, I never really understood it. I always thought it was just like a technique based thing, and I just needed to have my technique down. I didn't really think about like the mental space of it all. And when I played soccer, there was more often than not that I was in a terrible mental space. Mm-hmm. So obviously I struggled, but going into like Brazilian jiu-jitsu and kickboxing and things like that, it's really nice to kind of see or go in with a nice mental space that you're not just being so self-critical on yourself, which is to kind of go off of what you were saying, Elijah. It's like, I'm not setting that expectation that I immediately need to be good at this.
Yeah.
Every instance I will be learning, every instance there will be someone who's going to be better than me. There's someone that I may be better in, but it does not matter. All that matters is that I'm getting the information, I'm learning how to use it, and I'm being tactically smart when it comes to fighting or, you know, grappling.
Yo, I feel like that's something that I struggle with too. Like, since we're grown, like we're older now, it's like we rely on our past talents so much, you know, like that, that something new, like learning something new is so intimidating because I'm already 29 or something, you know, it's like, what can I learn? You know, how good can I get at that at 29? You know, like, I don't have enough time to develop it. Like, I want to, you know, and it's like a pressure. It's like all these pressures we put on ourselves, dude.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is you don't have that pressure. Like, Tom Brady's 42, and he's still doing a new workout. Like, he's still learning how to throw a football.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that. Like for me, like I want to get back into Ultimate Frisbee. Like there are ways to, like, there are new ways. Like, I was watching some film the other day, and there's like, there are new ways to throw a frisbee now that are creative, and they're like, people are designing plays now and stuff like that. So like that pressure of like, oh, I'm already this age, I can't learn anything new. Mm-hmm. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Like, and you can constantly learn new things.
And that's where like that patience comes in to play, that like you need to develop, is that to have the patience to just completely try something regardless of when you're starting it or when when you're going
and
through
it's,
with it.
And it's not just physical either. You could apply that to any sort of hobby. Like, Emily like will learn a new crochet type or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Like for me, like, I want to start getting back into like the miniature painting and stuff like that. Like, there's 1,000 new techniques that you could learn.
Yeah, and to even go off of that, I just started getting into that.
At
26 years old, I just started to get into that. So it was everything is open for you to try. As long as you're patient and you're willing to learn, and you don't think of time being so restrictive, then you're able to just completely, you can succeed. You have every opportunity to succeed. And that's, again, with the kickboxing and Brazilian jiu-jitsu, I went in there without thinking like, I need to get this done by the time I'm 30, 35, 40.
Yeah.
I went in with the whole thing is, I'm just trying to learn. As primal as this sounds, I just want to learn how to fight.
Right,
yeah.
You know? Right, right. It's weird.
Like, just teach me something.
I do a weird thing where I'm just like, do I have enough time to be the best at this thing? You know, like, why do I have to be the best at it? Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't spent enough time on it as like A or B person, you know? It's just like, why do I have to put why can't I just
learn
something
new? Yeah, you don't
have
to put that wall or, you know, constraint or anything like that. Yeah. Like, as long as you're out there, you know, A, enjoying it and having fun, and B, you know, learning it or doing something, it's different than like you have to be the best at it or,
yeah,
you know, you have to do it within a, you have to be perfect at it. Mm. And you're not, I mean, you're not going to be.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
true that.
Like you can absolutely strive for it. Like always strive for perfection, you know, yeah, but don't create a negative headspace of like, I'm never going to achieve it, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. It shouldn't ever be like an end all be all. Like it shouldn't, yeah, like, yeah, you, if you can't get to that expectation, it shouldn't instantly be, okay, well then now I'm just terrible at everything.
Yeah.
Cause I went into the soccer with thinking that like, if I wasn't the best, then I was just garbage at everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's just that a weird thing that I do to myself too. Ugh, it's annoying.
It is.
Yeah. But yeah, learning to enjoy more stuff like that is awesome, and I'm glad you, yeah, found that with kickboxing. I feel like last year, like Chris was a yes man, dude. You know,
like he was. Yeah.
He was like a, you know, like, would you like to try some sushi? He's like, you know what? Yeah, I will. You want to try some kickboxing? Yeah, dude, I will. Like he's just like, he was just trying all kinds of things.
Would you like to click on this box and win $10,000? Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Just type your social security number here.
He's like, okay. It took a lot for me to like try new things.
Yeah.
When I was like, as soon as I left high school and then when I spent a year in California and then came back to Austin, there's so much like resentment, self-pity, and just hatred,
yeah,
towards myself that I had. Like I was in a dark place. But it took a lot for me to kind of just like climb out of this hole and do the things that I really enjoyed, kind of enjoy life a little bit more and just, mm-hmm, try new things and be around great people. And, you know, because of that, I'm grateful. And I can genuinely say, I could never say this before, but I can genuinely say now I'm happy with how I'm going about things.
So,
now I might not be happy with how my life is, but that will come later on. Like right now I'm happy with how I'm going about it. Just keep doing, yeah, the things I want to do, and I will be a blue belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu by the end of it.
There you go.
Dang, son. Damn, that's sick.
All right, so I think what are you guys looking forward to? What are we looking forward to as the year comes? I hope that you both are also looking forward to Corona being away just like myself.
Oh, yeah.
But what else, I mean, are you looking
that's
forward to
happening
within 2021?
I don't know. I mean, there's some stuff in like some hobbies that I'm looking forward to for 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And Warhammer 40K, they just released a 9th edition rulebook, so they're coming out with all the revamped codexes and all that stuff. For different armies and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to that. There's an army that comes out in January. There's a lot of Magic the Gathering content. I think there's too much coming out. Like, there's going to be, like, a set released, like, every other month, I think. Which is incredibly – that's a lot. Like, usually they'll do a winter set, a summer set, and maybe a fall set.
Mm.
Now they're doing a set every other month. So
it's six sets a year?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And two of those sets are basically just remasters. So they're reprints of old stuff, like, mm-hmm, from, you know, the 90s type stuff, like reprinting, yeah, those cards and stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to see how they do. You know, because now it's like everyone's just throwing money at them and they aren't stopping.
Yeah, so, I know.
Looking forward to that, and also just looking forward to just reading more. So
dope.
But yeah, I mean, there's not like a lot like right off the bat that I'm looking forward to, outside of like, yeah, it's like some hobby stuff, but that's about it.
Yeah, like I'm ready for the Snyder Cut to come out, which I think is probably,
yeah,
gonna be
are,
in like March. So that was like one of the
did
best
they,
things
did they come out for a release date? For some reason I thought that it was like out with, like, as soon as HBO Go launched it was there, mm-hmm, but it wasn't.
I thought it was gonna be March this month, like at the end of this month.
Okay. Yeah, so they're working on a bunch of like, so now that the hype for like Wonder Woman's kind of dying out,
yeah,
the new Wonder Woman movie's come out, they've got their stuff all done there basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think it comes off of HBO Max like in late January, I think.
Uh-huh.
After that, then they're going to start the marketing push for the Zack Snyder Justice League basically.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's hinted, and I think he said March, like this year, it's going to actually release, and it might release in theaters, maybe, like in select places.
Oh yeah, like a little like special like re-release or something like that.
Yeah, like a IMAX only type thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Which yeah. I would totally
re-release
go.
Tenet.
Yeah.
And then they put Tenet on HBO Go.
I finally just watched
Sweet.
That.
Sweet, I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah. I just watched
it. I last didn't realize night. That we have HBO Go and we do.
Oh,
God. Apparently Valve had it for like, I don't know, like 3 months now. And I was like, we should watch stuff. we should use it.
Yeah, they got a lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah, so I'm gonna start. I need to watch Tenet.
Would you recommend it, Daniel?
Tenet? Or yeah. It's like I was lost. Like
I feel like that's a movie you have to watch like 1,000 times and then go read.
Yeah.
Stuff
the
afterward.
The pace of the movie is surprisingly fast though. Like geez, like the it, but there's still a lot of character development and stuff. And I was just baffled by how fast the movie went.
Interesting.
It was But yeah.
Christopher Nolan is not known for fast pacing.
Right. And but they explain it all and they kind of I don't know. It's an interesting movie. Definitely watch it a few times because I'm definitely gonna have to watch it a few times. No, definitely looking forward to that. I think there's probably some like good games coming. Like, but that's the thing. Like, all entertainment stuff has kind of like been on hold, and there's not much in development right now. Like, I think the next Battlefield's supposed to come out this year. I think,
I heard rumors about that Battlefield, and it's Battlefield. I guess now it's Battlefield 6, and it's I think they're going back to modern.
Yeah, I think it's like, supposed to be like World War 3 and stuff. You know,
it's gonna be online play, online multiplayer. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like it's gonna be
switching
like,
over from COD.
There better be a crossover platform because you're gonna play it too.
I need more more of that.
I really wish they would just remaster 3 or 4.
Yeah,
just remaster that. It'll be fine. Also, Titanfall 2. Is still going strong.
Yeah,
I think it reported like 3,000 players. I think and for December.
They keep, dude, Titanfall is a good game.
They keep shutting Titanfall's down.
Titanfall's my favorite. That's my favorite multiplayer experience ever.
Same.
Titanfall and Titanfall 2.
It's so clean. The guns are so balanced. Like the movement, the gameplay.
The gameplay for it is amazing.
The objective based styles and game modes. Oh.
Everything.
Elijah loves the objective games.
I do. Yeah. There's no DLC. Like everything, every DLC that you pay for is only cosmetic.
Mm-hmm.
So new maps and all that stuff, they're all released for free.
Like
and all of your rewards and stuff like that are all free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you only like that's how you do DLC.
But they keep shooting down the Titanfall 3 rumors. Like the creators are just like, nope. Like, even as of, like, last month, they were like, nope, we're not.
Well, Respawn said, like, they're working with Apex Legends for, like, the next season. Mm-hmm. As soon as they're done working on the next season, they'll look into Titanfall 3.
Yeah.
I don't think with Apex Legends being so
big. It won't
be
out
right
this
now,
year type thing. I know for sure.
I don't think it'll ever be out, to be honest. With Apex Legends being so big, dude. As soon as the next season comes out, people are going to want the next. Apex Legends is growing. It started out well, and now it's just getting even bigger.
Yeah. This is the BR. It's the BR stuff.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to watching The Mandalorian. I have not watched The Mandalorian at all. And
I have not either, but I know the entire plot of the series thanks Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff.
Everything.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
But I hear it's amazing. So.
I've seen the first season. It's pretty good. I enjoy it. It's a lot different than like the movies,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In terms of like plot line and everything and structure. But I mean, it's a good one. I like it.
Yeah. So what about you, Chris? Like, what stuff are you looking forward to?
Again, hopefully everything gets, you know, goes back to the way it was before Corona.
Yeah.
But just kind of looking forward to the time I have, you know, working and just working out and. There's not much to look forward to at this moment because right now, you know, we're just stuck in quarantine. So it's just like, I'm just embracing this time and being patient. And again, no other video games are coming out that I really want to get. I mean, Battlefield, Obviously, I'll get that because y'all will get it, so we could all play together. Yeah. Elder Scrolls Online, they're gonna come out with a new. They always come out with like a new yearly DLC, so I'm really excited about that. That's a game that I've been faithful to since it came out. So, but there's nothing aside from all that. Just nothing really, man. Just enjoying my time, taking it day by day right now.
Just need more content from
surviving and thriving.
Yeah, we need more life content. You know. We just need life to provide some
more
content.
Where's the DLC for life?
Yeah, we need some DLC to open this. For real. Well, you guys have anything else to...
No, I don't have any final thoughts. What about you, Elijah?
I think we're good. Let's, you know, keep the positive vibes and all that stuff. Just because it's 2021 doesn't mean 2020 problems aren't going away. This isn't like some sort of, there is the Great Reset conspiracy theory now, but there's, you know, everything's just not going away. Yeah. So,
but there's a lot more like optimism, though.
But there's a lot more optimism.
Yeah. Like we got vaccines going out, and I've already known people that's got vaccines.
Val has already had a vaccine.
See, like, you know.
And she started like climbing walls and stuff. And like.
Oh, she got stronger?
Her tongue got really long.
Oh, lizard, lizard stuff.
Yeah,
lizard. She's a lizard now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
Well, need work.
But anyways, thank you guys for listening. Definitely be sure to share with your friends and family and spend this year. Just go out and be great. Go out, do things you never wanted to do. Definitely reevaluate your life if things aren't going the way you want to.
Evaluate your life choices.
Check yourself.
Or if everything is going out well, you know, just keep on keeping at it. So just know 2021 is a new year. You can be a new me.
Mm-hmm.
New you. Just make sure you're making those positive changes and keep those good vibes going. But anyways, we'll be back next Saturday. I believe we're going to be talking about Wonder Woman next Saturday, so definitely watch stay tuned. Maybe Wonder Woman. We'll figure that out. But thank you guys for listening. This has been another episode of Thought Arcade.
Bye.
Hey, folks. Thank you for listening to the Thought Arcade. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a positive review. We air the show live every Saturday at 11 a.m. on our Facebook page. But you can find us everywhere. We're on YouTube, Twitter, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just type in the Thought Arcade. Now go be great.